Master General of the United States, dead at the age of 83. And today, of course, is Memorial Day with all kinds of observances and parades scheduled. We'll tell you about those. All this upcoming and more in the 9 o'clock news on Morning Magazine.
Introducing new formula Gumma. Now it's a...
through Friday, 5 to 9, and a lovely Memorial Day today.
Oh, just super normal for that barbecue. Sunshine, high temperature, about 90 degrees. Cooler at the shore. Fair tonight, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine again, a high of 90. Rupert.
On Morning Magazine and right after the 9 o'clock news, the Frank Kingston Smith Show, somewhat abbreviated today. Frank will go from 9 to 11 rather than 9 to noon, as he usually does, in order to make room for the Kenny Rogers special, which runs from 11 to 6 here on the WRKO. 7 hours of Kenny Rogers talking about himself, his music, his philosophy, and singing a lot of the songs that have made him so well known throughout the world. That's 11 to 6 today, the Kenny Rogers special. Of course, Guy Manella at 6 and David Brudnoy at 8, as always, at 68 WRKO. We'll turn to the Health Journal here in the Morning Magazine in a minute. It's now 8:54.
Bases loaded, 9th inning, 2 outs, leading lead-off hitter. Jenkins, here's your chance to save again.
To the bank.
And now for an up-to-the-minute report on that storm heading our way, here's our ace weatherman, Henry Miller. Henry Miller.
Better go to the sports news, Frank. Henry had to run to the bank.
Sharp at 24. The 24-hour teller machine that lets you do your banking whenever you like. At your convenience, not the bank.
Mr. Watson, come here, I need you.
Sorry, Mr. Bill. Watson isn't here. He had to run to the bank. Can you call back later?
I doubt that very much.
Sharma 24. 24-hour banking that means you never have to run to the bank again.
Too embarrassed to talk to your doctor about such personal matters as sex? If you thought that you were impotent or frigid, would you make an appointment to talk with your doctor about it? I'm Dr. Donald Korst of the Evans Medical Group of University Hospital in Boston, and on today's Health Journal, we're going to talk about the importance of discussing sexual matters with your doctor. Information about sexual function has a very important role in the assessment of your overall health needs. For this reason, it should be included in the private information you exchange with your physician. You should not be embarrassed to bring this matter up with your doctor, because your physical and psychological health are inseparable. In taking a medical history, many physicians will ask you if you have any problems with your sexual activity. You should feel free to mention any of your concerns at this time. If your physician does not ask a specific question about your sexual activity, don't be shy about bringing the matter up yourself. Your physician will be able to address some of your concerns, and if indicated, will refer you for sexual counseling or treatment by a gynecologist or urologist. But But if you don't let your physician know of your concerns, he or she will not be able to help you. With this report from the Health Journal, I'm Dr. Donald Corse of the Evans Medical Group of University Hospital in Boston for the WRKO Morning Magazine.
Time is now 8:57 here at the WRKO. I don't know, maybe the doctor would be embarrassed. I hadn't thought about that. Right after the 9 o'clock news, of course, Big Frank Hasten Smith with his show. He'll be paying somebody's gasoline bill. Also, that's part of today's program.
And we'll also have the new fortune put out, which is an easy one. This is a piece of cake.
$1,600. $1,600.
Very simple. $1,600. If he calls you, you can win it all.
Here it is, Memorial Day. Uncle Jordan, and they've released the men who have been selected as Fathers of the Year by the National Father's Day Committee. Father's Day gets a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
something like
Sunday, second Sunday in June, I guess, yeah.
The Fathers of the Year are former hostage L. Bruce Langan.
Oh, yeah.
Theatrical producer Joseph Papp. Mm-hmm. Did a lot of those concerts in the park, theatricals in the park, Central Park, New York.
Yeah.
Television anchorman Dan Rather.
Oh, I didn't even know. He's married, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And boxer Sugar Ray Leonard, among the men selected as Fathers of the Year by the National Father's Day Committee. Richard A. Van Sanden, electrician from Burlington, Wisconsin, was chosen as Working Father of the Year. He was nominated by his children. And there are a whole list of fathers in various categories who have been picked. Others selected were a man who adopted 20 children. Actor Richard Thomas. I don't know that name. Do you know Richard Thomas?
Richard Thomas, wouldn't he be the Waltons, right? Richard Thomas?
That's right.
Okay.
That was one of Richard Thomas's 20 children. Chomping at the bit there.
Good old boy.
Yes.
Federal Housing Secretary Samuel R. Pierce, former football star Kyle Roach, actor John Rubenstein, entertainer Tom Jones, director Jeffrey Holder, and the columnist George Will. Of course, actor John Rubenstein is the son of great concert pianist Anton Rubenstein.
Yes, and he's the actor, John Rubenstein, I guess, who was in a play recently in Boston. You saw it, the Russian piece.
Yeah, the Neil Simon play
called Funny Thing Happened on the Way to a Rimsky-Kropsky Vilna Gubernia.
I can't
They renamed that when it went to New York, and it
bombed. It lasted about 3.5 minutes.
Yeah.
Did it make it past the first intermission? Maybe not.
Anyway, that's Frank Hasten
with all that information. You get a lot more right after the news. I'm Norm Nathan, along with Jordan Rich,
and we both wish you a very, very happy day. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
You'll be here too?
I certainly will.
Okay, every morning, Monday through Friday, 5 to 9, WRKO's Morning Magazine News in 1 minute.
Every day at Hebrew National, an age-old tradition is performed. Government inspector, the kosher inspector, and 10 different Hebrew National inspectors. One sample gets sent upstairs to the toughest inspector of all, the president of Hebrew National. There, behind closed doors, you'll find him huddled over his griddle. He eyes the hot dog for plumpness. He pokes it to test firmness. Finally, he takes a bite. Only if it's perfect does he give it his okay. At Hebrew National, we don't sell our hot dogs till they get the approval of our top dog. Hebrew National, we make them like we used to.
WRKO News at 9 o'clock. I'm Joe Morgan. Boston police have made an arrest in connection with the shooting over the weekend of a 16-year-old South Boston High School student. Donna Austin was shot in the neck early yesterday morning after she had left a party at the D Street Project and was walking home. Police in District 11 have confirmed a 17-year-old man from South Boston has been taken into custody and will be arraigned on charges in connection with the shooting. Donna Austin is listed in fair condition at Boston City Hospital. A 25-year-old man was seriously injured in a shooting in South Boston early this morning. Around 2:30.
Well, it happened about 2:43 at 381 Dorchester Street. He was shot. It went through, I guess, the left hand and hit him in the left side of the head.
Sullivan at police headquarters. The victim has been identified as Robert Barker. No arrests have been made yet. Barker is barely alive. The investigation is being handled by homicide detectives. George Gessel, often called the Toastmaster General of the United States, is dead at the age of 83. He died of a heart attack last night at the UCLA Medical Center in Los Angeles. He'd been admitted several days ago for a series of routine tests. WRKN News Time is a minute and a half past nine. Sunny and hot today and tomorrow. The high possibly hitting 90 degrees most days. Currently in the government center already 76 degrees. The nation honors its war dead today. That story is next on WRKO.
If you haven't seen Rex Harrison as Professor Henry Higgins, then you've never really seen My Fair Lady.
I've grown accustomed to her face.
The original Professor Henry Higgins.
He almost makes the day begin.
Rex Harrison. He's won every award the theater can bestow. And he's back on stage for the first time in the role he created.
A smile, a frown, her ups, her downs are second nature to me now.
Rex Harrison. The original.
Like breathing out and breathing in.
Starring in the world's greatest musical.
I was serenely independent and content before we met.
Lerner and Lowe's My Fair Lady, a dazzling new production bound for Broadway. We urge you to purchase your tickets now.
Tickets available now at the Metropolitan Center box office, Tremont Street, Boston. Ticketron, or call phone charge at 542-3600. My Fair Lady, 5 weeks only, June 18th through July 19th. WRKO News Time coming up on 9:03. Today is Memorial Day, a one day each year set aside to honor the nation's fallen war dead. Parades and other observances are scheduled in many communities all across the state. Boston has a parade scheduled for 2 this afternoon. That'll start in Coffee Square and march to the Fenn Stadium for ceremonies. For thousands of others, today will be a trip to the beaches to escape the heat. We could hit 90. If you're going to be out driving, be aware that a lot of state and local police officers will be out there with you to help make it a safe trip. Registry of Motor Vehicles reports there have been no fatal accidents in the state since the holiday weekend began last Friday afternoon. Police in Atlanta have added another name to the list of young blacks killed in 22 long months of murders. The latest victim, whose identity has not been disclosed, is described as a black man in his late 20s, which would make him the oldest of the 28 known to have been slain so far. In Washington today, a rally is set to be held by the families of survivors in Atlanta.
The families will lead what they hope will be a large national rally to focus attention on the problem of child abuse in this country. They are convinced that Atlanta is symptomatic of a national problem. Unfortunately for the committee organizing Monday's rally, many people don't see Atlanta as indicative of a national pattern of child abuse. That plus questionable organization could seriously reduce the turnout.
WRKO News Time is now 4 minutes past 9 o'clock. Len Ordway is off this morning. Owen May is filling in for him. We have the sports report.
The Red Sox host Cleveland tonight at Fenway. It'll be game number 3,000 for Carl Yastrzemski. Yesterday, Milwaukee swept a doubleheader with the Sox, pushing Boston back into fifth place in the American League East. We'll probably learn today just who really won the Indy 500. Bobby Unser thinks he did, as he in fact did cross the finish line first. But some other drivers, most notably Mario Andretti, are saying that Unser cheated, and they're appealing. A panel of experts will look over those complaints today. For Glenn Ordway, Owen May, WRKO Sports.
Boston weather, sunny and hot today with a high of 85 to 90 degrees. Fair tonight, low in the 60s. Partly sunny, continued hot tomorrow. With a chance of a shower, possibly a thunderstorm late in the day. The high tomorrow, again, 85 to 90 degrees. In the government center, 76. Our top story, Boston police have made an arrest in connection with the shooting over the weekend of a 16-year-old South Boston High School student. This is Joe Morgan. Our next news will be at 10 o'clock. Bulletins at once on WRKO.
What do you think about the draft?
I'm David Rodney. I'm against it. A lot of people are for it. And some people think it's a necessary evil. Well, the Archdiocese of Boston has a new group. It's called Justice and Peace Commission. We've asked two of their representatives to come on and talk with us tonight about the draft. Our phone number is 720-48. Why don't you give us a call sometime after 8 on 68 WRK.
Joe Thomas. I just can't help but leave him one of my all-time favorite B.J. Thomas songs, and there aren't that many. Good morning. It's 9 minutes after nine, and it's Monday, and it's the May 25th, and you've got 7 months until Christmas, so you can start your Christmas shopping early. We have big things going on today. Of course, this morning, I've got a WRKO Fortune phone call for $1,600. That's an easy amount to remember. I mean, come on, $1,600 even for our next call, and we will make a call sometime before 11 this morning, because at 11, of course, the Kenny Rogers special begins on 68 WRKO. Monday is Gasline Day. I have some gasoline bills that folks have sent in to me into Gasline, WRKO, Government Center, Boston 02114, and we'll be, matter of fact, we usually wait until after 10. We'll start pulling these in the next few minutes on WRKO and maybe paying off some gasoline bills. I hope these people aren't all completely out of the area. I hope somebody's paying attention this morning to have some gas bills. I'd like to do that. And also a preview of things that are coming up during the course of the week here on 68 WRK, what we do here in the morning, some of those things, all right? So I got a bunch of things to do here. We may as well get things underway with more of the greatest music in the world, so stand by for that.
In blind side-by-side taste tests nationwide, more people prefer the taste of Pepsi to the taste of Coca-Cola. Listen to what some people at the Meadow Glen Mall in Medford had to say.
Frank, Monaco, Medford, I always drink Pepsi.
Why do you prefer the taste of Pepsi?
Pepsi is lighter and cleaner. Better taste.
If I have to choose a soda when I go shopping, I like Pepsi. So it's Pepsi in our house.
Frank, Majorano, some of them. To me, it tastes better. I mean, it's a better tasting product.
Then when you go to the store, it's
Pepsi. It's the only thing I'll buy. Pepsi.
In taste tests like these nationwide, more people prefer the taste of Pepsi over Coca-Cola. But don't take their word for it. Take the Pepsi challenge and let your taste decide. Take
the Pepsi.
I bet it is. Take the Pepsi challenge this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Watertown Mall, the Framingham Mall, Zaire's at 40 Jackson Street in Methuen, and at Caldor's in the Lynn Plaza in Saugers. And let your taste decide.
June 6th and 7th, WRKO welcomes the Cool Pro Balloon Tour to Boston. In 1980, an estimated 100,000 people saw the beautiful multicolored hot air balloons at Franklin Park during Jubilee 350. This year, 25 of the world's top balloonists will compete in the months ahead for a share of $110,000 in prize money. And Boston kicks off the Eastern Division competition, the first stop of an 11-city tour. June 6th at 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. and June 7th at 8 a.m., the magnificent hot air balloons will rise to the New England sky from Foxborough Raceway. WRKO will broadcast live from Foxborough Raceway on Saturday, June 6th, during the second race. Bring your family and bring your camera. There's no charge to see this spectacular display of hot air balloons. June 6th and 7th, the Cool Pro Balloon Tour comes to Boston. Join the celebration with 68 WRKO.